The district of Saanich plans to look for ways to support the campaign for an all-weather turf field at Spectrum Community School. Council voted unanimously Monday to direct staff to explore potential partnerships with the school for the project. "I think there's real enthusiasm on the part of council to try and make something work," said Mayor Dean Murdoch. The project has been in the works since 2019, when the school was studying the feasibility of establishing an artificial turf field and an ice rink on the Burnside Road West grounds. The project, which raised more than $1 million in commitments from the community, stalled when the pandemic hit. It's now envisioned as a $2.7 million turf field and clubhouse project to replace the existing grass fields that have been deemed almost unusable. Spectrum school teams have not played home games on the fields in 15 years. The plan would allow community groups to use the proposed facility. A report prepared by councillors Mina Westhaver and Colin Plant noted there are 13 community organizations that would directly benefit from the project. "This project checks many boxes," Westhaver said. "It's a community amenity. This is a feel-good project." Plant said it's just the start of a conversation to see what's possible and not about Saanich footing the bill. "We should do what we can sometimes to do smaller projects that we know will make a huge impact in the district." Council heard from several groups about the potential impact, with students pleading to be able to play on home turf and the school and community sports organizations making the case for more facilities to serve the area and the broader region. Alan Lavoy, president of Victoria Spartans Football, said there are not enough fields in the region. "Our goal is that this field be built so that it can be our year-round home with lights and fields that can be used in any weather. And it's really imperative that this happens for the survival of our association and for football in Victoria, because football facilities are non-existent really in Greater Victoria," he said. Lavoy noted last year's CFL amateur draft selected three players from Victoria in the first three rounds, and one of them was a Victoria Spartan. Spectrum Athletic Director Dom Butcher said there is still financial support from the community and a long list of potential field renters to help make the business case for the project. "We know that there are many businesses and foundations that are willing to get involved," he said, noting many are waiting for the project to move forward before committing. "This project has the potential to be transformational for our school community, Saanich and Greater Victoria," he said. "We'd love for Saanich Municipality to be a part of it." Spectrum Principal Bruce Bidney said the project would do wonders for the school's population, athletes and the surrounding community in promoting a healthy lifestyle. He noted the lit fields would help brighten the area in the evening to make walking safer. "This is a place where we can actually come together and keep safe for everyone around us," he said. While council expressed enthusiasm for the project, concerns were raised about the environmental impact of an artificial turf field, the role of a municipality on school district property, health and safety, and the potential cost. "I share some of the concerns that my colleagues have raised, but I think because the motion is about exploration, that's what triggers for me the ability to have the conversation," said Cown. Karen Harper. "There are lots of questions that need answering. There's lots of enthusiasm around this. I can see the need for this, but there's lots of questions around it." Murdoch said when district staff report back to council, there will be a clearer idea of the timelines to get the project moving and what role Saanich will play. He said the report will likely identify and explore the concerns raised and what can be done about them. "I think that the need is clear. We know that there's a need for more sports fields across Saanich," he said. "There's an opportunity for Saanich to play a role to help it find its feet, and we're going to hear from staff about what that might look like." A Duffy at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at TimesColonist.com.